Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I'm an apostle. I'm a general. Been in this thing 20-something plus years. My wife been in this thing 30-something years, even longer than me. So I'm a general. But then I cross over, the Holy Spirit started saying, this is going to be a little controversial. He was like, you a boss. I said, I'm a boss? I'm like, I receive that, Lord. If you said, I receive it. He said, not only are you a boss spiritually, but he said, I'm going to make you a boss over companies. I'm going to put you in position and make you going to be able to have employees. So I'm a boss physically in the natural, but he said, you're a boss also because of your ranking. And also, you are a prophet because I called you. And so a lot of people say, that ain't no such thing as a boss and a prophet. Last time I looked in a dictionary and I read the word boss, that's a real thing. The word boss in a dictionary is a real thing. Many of y'all go to work. You got a what? A boss. So how is there no such thing? You say there ain't no such thing in the Bible. I say fried chicken ain't in the Bible. But know what? We eat it. It's real. Some of us don't eat it. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Cars, airplanes, and vehicles ain't in the Bible. But guess what? We drive them. We fly them.
Teach it.
It's real. So the Lord said, I'm going to make you a boss in the natural because I'm going to give you, you're going to have companies, you're going to have employees and so forth. But I'm also going to make you a boss in my kingdom. You put it together. You got the word boss prophet. You may not be caught up on that. And there's some weirdos that probably come to my page, try to persecute me. I had a few of them supposed to be a bishop and all of that in my inbox talking about I'm false and all of that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I may not be a boss to you, but I know what the Lord told me. So I'm known as the general, me and my wife. We're known also as the boss prophets, and also I'm apostle and prophet, and whatever else you want to call me. You can call me Andrew, but that's just my identity, my credentials in the spirit, according to my assignment and my weight. I can't deal with insecure leaders. Your insecurity is not really my problem. You got to work that out through prayer and with Jesus Christ. I know who I am. Do you know who you is? And the Bible says what? You know them by their fruit. My fruit proves me. My fruit don't prove that I'm perfect. I'm not. I'm just a flawed man. But under the glory, I become perfected in Christ. That's all of you all. Under the glory, www.kci.world. Go to that website. Become a monthly partner, too. Looking for more monthly partners. Under the glory, I become perfected. Because in Christ Jesus, in his glory, we all perfect. But outside of that, I'm flesh. I ain't talking about just even operating in my flesh. I'm just talking about my flesh as a human being. That's all of us. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that I'm better. You know what I'm saying? There's ranking in the kingdom. Watch this now. There's ranking in the kingdom. The Bible tells us that what? Apostle Paul said that he was among the chief of the apostles. He said he was amongst the chief of the apostles. He was among the chief apostles. That word chief right there means what? It means the highest. Like you got the chief of staff, or you got the chief of a police force, or a chief of a tribe. That means the highest level. You understand what I'm saying? So he was a part of the, in the other translations, it says super apostles. So he said, I am a part, or I'm amongst the chief apostles, the head apostles. The head apostles. There were certain apostles that were separated to be certain ranking leaders in the Bible. See, a lot of us don't want to accept this because we're insecure. You got to get delivered from that, and I say that in love. So with some people that are higher ranking, that's all throughout the Bible, all throughout life. My child, if I got a child, a son or daughter, they in first grade, they in second grade, they in third grade, they in fourth grade. They all on different grade levels, right? Please share this, you guys. Share in the different groups, but also share on your pages. We got a lot of groups that a lot of y'all part of. You can share in our group, share in other people. Just share. Share this. This word needs to get out. Share like crazy. So, you understand that? He said he was a chief. So you got to understand, in the Bible, there's different rankings. My child is first grade, second grade. Our kids are not even on the same level. When somebody comes in off the street and they give their life to God, they become born again, what do we call them? We call them babes in the Lord. But then you got somebody that's been in the church for many years. What do you call them? You call, continue to share. I appreciate it. You call them seasoned saints. There's a difference. So even on a basic level, they're still ranking. You have, hallelujah, my hand on fire. The glory is coming in into a greater dimension. And you got kids in school. They not on the same grade level or the same ranking. Then if you take it biblically, You got seasoned saints versus babies in the Lord, or babes, what we call them. They're not on the same level. But then you move it even further to Ephesians 4:11. God said he's given to the church some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, etc. They're not even on the same level. Every apostle and every prophet not on the same level, Doc. Don't be insecure. That is something for you to strive for. Though, as I told you, the more closer we get to God, the more he gives us his revelation, the more he opens himself up to us. That's something for you to strive for. He said, whomever will. Everybody don't want the miracle ministry, or you might say you want it, but you're not doing what it takes to access that. It's for everybody. You don't got to be insecure. You don't got to shame nobody. You don't got to be mad at other people because they paid their price. You get mad at somebody who paid a price with their life. You don't even know what they went through. And a lot of leaders do this. A lot of leaders do this foolery. But then, as I say, I'm the big bad wolf. When people start talking reckless, because you know how I am, I check them, then I'll get them out the way. I go and block them. I don't spend too much time on foolery. Sometimes I don't even respond. I just ignore them. But when I do check them, then all of a sudden they say, oh, you mean. No, I'm not mean. You coming at me reckless, an elder in a body, and you don't even know me. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth. A lot of the people that got my skin color, they do this a lot. I've seen some of y'all names. You know what I'm saying? You say they post somebody picture up and they scandalizing him or her, and they talking about people, and then y'all hop on the bandwagon. You don't even know the research, the background of this person. You just joining in saying, oh yeah, girl, they scandalous. They fall black. They this and that. You getting judged for that, playboy. You getting judged for that, girl. You gotta use your head. Don't do that. You don't know what's going on. Do at least do the research. Stop being jealous of people ranking. Every apostle not the same on the same ranking. Every prophet not on the same ranking. And then I can go into the deepness of it. I can go into the deepness of it and tell you that there's different types of prophets. You got local prophets. Prophets that's just called to the house. They call to prophesy. They call to prophesy to their local body. They call to assist their shepherd, their pastor, bishop, whoever their leader is. They're called to the local arena. Then you got some prophets that are called to the jurisdictional level. Certain jurisdictions, they are called to prophesy or minister to. Then you got national prophets. Then you got international prophets. Then you got something called face-to-face prophets, which a lot of y'all probably don't understand it or probably don't want to accept it. But yes, there's face-to-face prophets, meaning that you talk to Jesus Christ face-to-face like Moses did. Moses was a face-to-face prophet. He talked to God the Father face-to-face. He sang his back parts. That's still face-to-face. You got face-to-face prophets. Me and my wife are face-to-face prophets. Jesus don't just come in here and there and visit us. He visits us. He talks to us a lot face-to-face. But we paid the price to get there. Let me show you in Scripture, in the Old Testament, in Numbers particularly. Numbers, I believe, is Numbers 1 through 12. You can look it up yourself. Numbers 1 through 12. Please share this. Share in the groups. Share on your Facebook page. You shared it once. Share it twice. Share in the group, share in the Facebook page, share. Numbers 1 through 12 says what? It talks about how Miriam and Aaron got into it because what happened? Moses married an Ethiopian woman. They didn't like that. So they began to talk about him and stuff and all of that conversation. You do the research and read it on your own. But they began to talk about Moses and stuff. The Bible says that God the Father heard this. And then when he heard this, he summons all three of them before him. The Bible goes on to say, God the Father began to say, if there be a prophet among you, watch this now. He said, God the Father talked to them. All three of them was right there standing. He said, if there be a prophet among you, I would make myself known unto him in a dream or a vision. But with my servant Moses, watch this now. He said, but with my servant Moses, I don't speak to him in riddles or dreams and stuff like that. He said, I speak to him face to face. My prophet Moses is not so, meaning he's not the same. My prophet Moses is faithful in my house. So right there, God established kingdom ranking. I'm showing you scriptures. Catch the revelation. A lot of people still going to kick against this revelation because they just don't want to accept it. Listen to me. He said, my prophet Moses is not the same. He's not like y'all. I speak to him face to face. He just separated the ranking system. He said, y'all prophets, Aaron and Miriam. Matter of fact, Aaron was like the spokesperson for Moses' ministry. He was the mouth because you know Moses had a stuttering problem. But he said, he's not the same. He different. He different from y'all. You feel me? So he right there established the ranking. And then I took it back to the New Testament. What I told y'all, I said, even Apostle Paul said, I am amongst the chief apostles. Meaning I'm amongst, in some translations, again, it say super apostles. Meaning the strongest, or meaning those who got the weighty glory on them. This don't make me no better than anybody. I'm just, as I said, an ex-weed head saved by grace. You heard? I'm just a sinner. I was a sinner that God allowed into his fold. But I was thirsty and hungry than a lot of most young people are. And my wife was too. But you got to understand this. There's different rankings. Paul said, I'm amongst the chief apostles. He was one of the top apostles in scripture. Matter of fact, some people say he was one of the greatest revelators. And he was also one of the greatest apostles because he wrote a great portion of the New Testament. You know, Apostle Paul wrote almost that whole thing. Peter was another one. John, who was on the island of Patmos when he got boiled and he was in the spirit and God was giving him revelation about end time, Bible prophecy, all the way thousands of years later, even concerning where we live right now today, he was another top apostle. So, but you got to understand, you got Ephesians 4:11. But then you got something that even extends even before Ephesians 4:11. Or outside of that, you got the sons of God. My hands on fire. You got the sons of God. And then you got the kings of God. You are, the Bible says we are called to be kings and priests. You called to be a king, even women. Because I heard some women say when I have my staff posted or I posted up, be like, you called to be king. Someone be like, I'm a queen. Yeah, you a queen. You a queen daughter. You a queen woman of God. But you in a spirit realm, you are considered a king. Because God operates from what? The male perspective. Even though he's for all of us. He's a mother to us. He's a father to us. All of that. But he operates primarily from the male perspective. You are a king, woman of God, even in the spirit. But you have to know it and you got to tap into it. You are a son of God. But you got to know it and you got to tap into it. You're going to get persecuted for this. Because people persecute what they don't understand. And then some people persecute what they do understand. Hey, bo, shanda, ba, ba, ba. But I'm ducking and weaving. I'm bobbing. I'm slapping the devil in the face. Pop, you can't take this. You can't take this. I'm knocking him out. No matter what persecution he throw at me. Matter of fact, I'm going to pimp slap him. Some of y'all just got to pimp slap that dirty devil. Say it after me. Say, I'm going to pimp slap you, devil. I'm going to slap you so hard your mama going to feel it. Devil ain't got no mama, but you feel what I'm saying? You get insecure at me because I know who I am.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.